It's basically a ring and run. I don't know if you remember this as a kid. You may have played it as a prank where you call somebody's house, you let the phone ring once, and then you hang it up and you run away. It's similar in concept, except it is affecting Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky area residents and their cell phones mostly. It can happen on landlines. I'm not going to be ignorant to that. Essentially, your phone rings once, maybe twice, and these days with most phones having caller ID, it shows up as unknown on this screen, or perhaps it's an area code from a country outside of the United States. So you go to answer it, but there's nobody there, or there's some really weird noises, or you try to call back the number, and you are connected to a rather inappropriate phone number.
And teens and seniors are particularly vulnerable to this. When they see a number they don't recognize, they just call it right back.
Absolutely, and that's a really big danger, because what can happen is then your phone bill is charged for a premium service. It'll typically appear as a $19.95 charge, a $19.95 charge, or in some cases, this process is known as cramming, and it may only put a very small charge of maybe a few dollars so as not to arouse suspicion. So when you get that phone bill, you don't notice it at first unless you go line by line by line on it, or you'll go back into the phone bill a little bit further, and you're going, wait a minute, these phone calls are coming from the Caribbean Islands, Grenada, Antigua, Jamaica, other things like that.
So even if you call and hang up after a second, you still get that full charge. That could be $20.
That could be $20 plus any additional international fees, no matter how long, you know, depending on how long you're on the line. So if you're sitting there going, you know, hello, is there anybody there? You're getting charged per minute. So those phone charges could really, really rack up in a hurry.
If a person did return a call from an unrecognized number, do mm-hmm. they have any recourse against to avoid the charges?
Absolutely. That they can call their phone company immediately, their service provider immediately. The sooner they do, the sooner they can catch the fraud, and the fraud is documented, the better they have their chance of having some or all of the charges removed. The FTC, the FCC are very well aware of what is going on with this current scam that is going on. The Ohio Attorney General also is aware of this scam as well. And the other thing you can do is review your bill carefully every month, just like you would with your bank statement, your credit card statements, and report their error very, very quickly.
Other than not returning these calls, is there a way that people can protect themselves?
Just if it, you know, it pops up unknown, if it is an area code you're not familiar with, is just don't answer it. Let it go. If it's unknown, leave it alone. Let it go to voicemail. If it doesn't go to voicemail, then obviously that was a call that you did not need to answer.
I think you just coined a phrase. If it's unknown, leave it alone.
That is correct.
You can find out how to get more information from the Better Business Bureau of Cincinnati on our website at WNKU.org under local news. Sandy Guile, thank you.
You're very welcome.